This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 23, written by Dean Deppe. Jesus, the Suffering Servant. From Isaiah 53. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Did God's promised Messiah really have to die? Christians today point to Isaiah 53 as the primary witness to the suffering servant Messiah, who withstood immeasurable suffering and grief on our behalf. When we understand Isaiah 53 rightly, we see the truth that Christ suffered for us. We also learn how to respond when we are reviled as Jesus was. In 1 Peter 2, verse 24, we read, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." In addition, the section in Isaiah reveals the inclusion of people from all nations into the family of God, and it mentions the Messiah's death and burial with sinners. What a powerful series of fulfillments in this amazing passage. But why would we need a Messiah who would die? Jesus' contemporaries considered Rome their chief enemy, but God knew that sin and death were the real enemies from which we all needed deliverance through Jesus' death and resurrection. Do you believe that Jesus suffered and died for you? Believe, and be forever grateful that his suffering and death took our place so that we might live forever with God. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for your divine plan that the Messiah would die for our sins. Through Christ's death, our otherwise invincible enemies of sin and death have been conquered. The sting of death is removed. Eternal life is ours. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.